It's all about sharing magical stories with all of you. And our mission here at Costa Rica Pura Vida Lifestyle podcast series and also our YouTube channel. Number one, our stories must make you feel good after reading or listening to them. They must inspire you in some way. Our stories must persuade you to learn more about Costa Rica. They must guide you deep into your daydreaming phase. And our stories finally must energize and stimulate your need to learn more about the Pura Vida lifestyle here in Costa Rica. Start your day right here with a cup of coffee in hand 7 days a week. There's so much good news coming out of Costa Rica. We'll share a little slice of life right here, just me and you. I wanted to give you our Costa Rica GoodNewsReport.com welcome. That's Costa Rica GoodNewsReport.com. Always have up-to-date links and information on all the good stuff coming out of Costa Rica. We hope you go there. Well, as you know by now, Costa Rica is a springboard for everything wonderful. And I have met so many expats who have moved here, especially from the United States and Canada, who spend a lot of time, money, and effort giving back to those around them. In their home countries, I am certain that they all were great, giving, caring, sharing people. But when they finally settled into their new lives here in Costa Rica, well, they just seemed to kick it up a notch. Here's a few examples. Kevin and Donna, two retired souls in their early 70s. They're both in excellent health, thank God. They came to Costa Rica from Chicago, from days filled with traffic and stress and deadlines, to days starting with coffee on their back deck, to toes in the sand, to watching the sunset with friends and a glass or two of vino tinto. Every week, Kevin and Donna help in the lives of a neighbor. They pick one out every week. It's always different. They live in the Gracia area, just north of San Jose, and they spend a lot of time volunteering at the town park, painting the benches and planting trees. The iconic church there needs attention at times, and they are on an expat committee that helps out to fund special projects. Well, they go a step further every week, and they give food baskets to neighbors in need. They keep their eyes and ears open, and when they find out that someone is struggling, they show up with rice and beans, some meat, milk, some clothing if needed, shoes for the kids perhaps. It does more good for them than it does for their neighbors. They love helping people, and they love how it makes them feel, and they appreciate everything that Costa Rica has given to them in the 10 years that they have been here. They simply pay it forward. Let's talk about Dave. He lost his wife about 7 years ago, cancer. He's from Memphis. He owned an appliance repair company for 44 years, and he used to visit Costa Rica. Now he calls this country home. He's here all the time, and he lives outside of Heredia, way up in the mountains. The small town has about 1,000 residents, and Dave has fit in just fine. His Spanish is excellent. He loves to do things for others. He has repaired washers and refrigerators and other appliances for at least 50 of his neighbors in the last 3 years or so. He recently got a call from Juan and Maria, whose fridge started leaking and lost its ability to keep food cold. Well, not only did he offer to transfer the food from their broken down fridge to his house until they got it fixed, but he found out what was wrong. He found the part and he fixed the problem. Juan and Maria had him over for dinner last week to thank him. This is another example of paying it forward in Costa Rica. Hey, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll be back here tomorrow with some more good news coming out of Costa Rica. Pura Vida.